The room is cold and I shiver. I'm naked. Not just because you've left me with no clothes, but because I am open and exposed to you, waiting. It's quiet. I am alone. All I have are my thoughts, and all of them are about you. When the door opens, I instinctively cover myself, my arm over my chest, my hand between my legs. I bite my lip and lower my eyes. Only you can make me feel this way. Shy, vulnerable, exposed. As always, you look immaculate. Your suit fits you perfectly. Your shoes shined. Your shirt crisp. I look at the tie around your neck and wonder if it will end up around my wrists or over my eyes or around my throat. You've brought a bag with you, a garment bag, which you set down and unzip. I watch, squirming as you pull out two hangers. One holds a beautiful blue dress, expensive. I recognize it from the photos we looked at together. Donna Karen. It isn't in the stores, at least not yet, and I wonder, just for a moment, how you got it. And then I remember. You are you. Of course you got it. For me. I blush, looking at the dress. My dress. The other hanger has a bra, panties, and garters. I recognize them too. Agent provocateur. I look down at my body, still covered by my hands, and imagine myself in the lingerie, wanting to be beautiful for you. Dark stockings and a pair of Louboutin. The soles of the shoes match the trim of the lingerie perfectly. Red, like my lips. You sit and say the words I am waiting to hear. Dress for me. Your words hit me and I tremble. Yes, sir, I whisper. You sit and you watch. I begin with the stockings, sliding them slowly up my legs. I feel your eyes on me. I don't return your gaze. I can't. You want to watch me, and I want to be watched. I smooth my hands over my stocking-covered legs, teasing you a bit. I want you to want to do the same. I enjoy the feeling, caressing my legs. The stockings feel good, silky, and I look down and bite my lip softly as I trace my long, red fingernails over my calves and up my thighs. I remove the panties from the hanger and slip them on, adjusting them so they hide my pussy from you now. I press my hand over them and then slide my finger back and forth for a moment over my pussy lips. The satin feels so good as I press against my freshly shaven pussy. I'm getting wet. The panties stick to me a bit as I press them into me. I hear you move, shifting a bit in the chair where you sit watching me. I can feel your eyes on me. I unclip the garters from the hanger and step into them, sliding them up and turning around. I want you to watch as my fingers attach them to the tops of my stockings, first from behind and then in front. I've gotten good at it. No fumbling, no awkwardness. I do it slowly, sensually. I don't look at you directly, but I can see you out of the corner of my eye. I'm teasing you now, and you are watching me. It feels good, powerful. I wrap the bra around me, backwards, and hook it in front before sliding it around and raising it up to cover my breasts. I slip my arms through the straps and it glides into place. I'm covered now. I slip my feet into the shoes and I feel myself raise up, the heels elevating me, physically and emotionally. I smile softly. Now the dress, the beautiful dress. I close my eyes and inhale slowly as I touch it. Everything about it is perfect, and as I slip into it, I feel myself grow more and more aroused. Beautiful, but also possessed, owned, yours. I stand before you now, dressed, just as you want. I can finally raise my head and look at you. Part of me expects you to look at me with arousal and desire, but I also know better. You are watching me because you want me, and you want to control how I look for you. I may be putting the clothes on, but it is you who are dressing me, like a doll, a plaything, a toy. When I look at you, my power fades. I'm back to being a little girl again, all dressed up. Not for me, for you. And when you stand up, I tremble. And when you step closer, I close my eyes and wait. And when your hand reaches out and grabs my throat, I offer it to you, head tossed back, feeling my hair on my neck. And when you kiss me, I surrender. Your hands are on my breasts now, grabbing them roughly, and then one of your hands slips down between my legs and you grab my cunt. You hiss in my ear. I'm going to ruin you. And without warning, you press me against the wall, hard, trapping me. Your body pressing into mine as I feel your strong hands reach up and grab the neck of my dress. My beautiful dress. I turn my head as I hear the fabric rip and I feel your hands on me again, pulling the dress apart, shredding it. I shake my head, unable to look down. Your hand reaches up from the bottom now and I feel it on the waistband of my panties. It hurts as you pull on them, yanking them up as they part my cunt lips, riding up inside me. You tear the dress again and I squirm and struggle, but you press into me harder, taking each hand and pinning them to the wall over my head. Now when you kiss me, it is violent, and I can't move away. Your tongue in my mouth, pressing so hard against me, I forget to breathe. Before I know what is happening, I am down on the floor. Your hand in my hair, grabbing, twisting, pressing my face to the floor. Dress pulled up, panties pulled down, on my knees, ass raised. You jam your fingers inside me and I recoil in horror, not because you're invading me, but because of how wet I am. I am dripping, aching, hungry, not just for you to fuck me. I want you to ruin me. When your cock pushes into me, you aren't gentle. You don't take your time. You fuck me. It hurts. You stretch me with your cock. It bangs into the back of my cunt, and each time it does, I scream. But it just makes you fuck me harder and faster. I'm squirming, trying to get away, but your hands hold me. My face pressed to the floor, the cold, hard floor. Your other hand wrapped around my waist, pulling me into you, so that when you fuck me, you invade every bit of me. I feel you stiffen and shake and convulse as you release yourself into me. Your cum is in me, deep inside me. When you finish, you pull out just as abruptly as you entered me, and with a small push, you send me toppling to the floor. I curl up, holding myself, leaking, cum from my pussy, tears from my eyes. I sob as I hear you step away and return to your chair. You sit and you watch. I am a mess. Dress torn, garters unhooked or broken, panties down around my knees, stockings torn and rubbed raw at the knees. I can feel one of my bra straps is broken and one of my breasts is exposed. I lie in a heap, a puddle, used, broken. And then you command me to stand and face you. And I do. I don't want to. I don't want you to see me this way. I want to be beautiful for you. And you tell me what to do next, and I start to cry. Come for me, your voice commands. I reach down and slide my fingers into my cunt, my wet cunt, my needy cunt. I can't hide it from you. My fingers slide in and out obscenely, my wetness mixing with your cum, and I hear myself. Oh God, I am sloshing, but I can't stop myself. I am masturbating and you are watching. I start to cum, and I feel my knees weaken. For a moment, I think I'm going to fall, dizzy, overwhelmed. I cum for you, hard. Then I cum again, and a third time. I feel the tears running down my face, mascara leaving black streaks on my cheeks, lipstick smeared, hair a complete mess. I look down at my dress. My beautiful dress. Not just torn, it is shredded. My stockings are ripped and my lingerie is destroyed. I find myself covering up again. One arm crossed over my chest, one hand on my pussy. Somehow I manage to lose one of my shoes. And as I stand before you, I feel exactly what you want me to feel. And as I sink deeper and deeper, feeling your cum running down my legs, I can feel it now. Like my carefully applied makeup, like my beautiful dress, like my elegant lingerie. You have left me ruined.